You're listening to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com. Greetings, everyone. I'm Janelle Kazira, a member of Kimco's blogging team. Today, I am joined by a Kimco tenant, the clinic manager of Massage Envy in River Hill Village Center in Clarksville, Maryland, Jen Napolitano. Hi, Jen. It's good to have you with us.
Hi. It's good to be here.
So, Jen, you're the clinic manager at the Massage Envy location in Clarksville, Maryland. And just for some background for our listeners out there, Massage Envy is the largest massage therapy franchise in its industry, and there are nearly 800 locations now in 45 states. So the location in River Hill Village Center is one of them. So tell us, Jen, what sorts of services do you offer at Massage Envy there?
Well, we offer customized massage and healthy skin facials. Our massages are not, you know, a one-size-fits-all protocol that you find at some spas, but they're actually customized, each one individually, to fit a specific member or guest's needs. So some of what goes into customizing massage, a couple of different modalities we offer, Swedish deep tissue, sports and craniosacral, but each therapist sort of uses the techniques appropriate to achieve the results based on each client's needs. We do also offer the Murad Healthy Skin Facials. There's four different types, and we've partnered with Dr. Murad. He's a global skincare leader and world-renowned and highly respected pharmacist and dermatologist. So that is the other service that we offer in addition to the massage.
What would you say are some factors that differentiate Massage Envy from other massage therapy locations out there?
I would say making massage accessible, convenient, and affordable is one of the big things that differentiates us from our competitors. We are also, of course, the largest single provider in the country, so that's a big difference. You know, anywhere you go, you're liable to be able to find a Massage Envy nearby. And we're really focused more on the health side of it as far as spa services are concerned. Very interested in the effects of regular therapeutic massage therapy as opposed to something that's just a luxury.
And what do you think makes your location so successful?
I think that it has a lot to do with our dedication, both from owners and management, to not just our customers and giving them a really great experience, but to our employees as well. And one thing that that's helped us to do is have long-term therapists. So we have people that have been with us since we began. And so they've been with a lot of the same customers since they began as well, which helps create a relationship. You know, every time you start seeing someone, whether they're your massage therapist or your esthetician, you build a relationship and they get to know your body and, you know, what you're sort of trying to achieve, whether it's in your massage routine or, you know, with your skincare.
What else do you think customers want most from their spa experience?
I think they want something that's going to be customizable to them, to their needs. Not a one-size-fits-all, you know, everybody kind of gets the same protocol, but, you know, a caring staff is going to pay attention to what's bringing them in. Is it stress? Is it relaxation? Do they have specific concerns? And then be able to formulate a treatment plan that is going to fit them and their needs.
And have you seen this change over the time that you've been in the spa industry?
Very much so, because I think more and more it's becoming less about luxury, a special treat. We still have that idea a little bit, and people still do sort of view massage therapy that way, and spa services in general. But I think more and more people are starting to realize that it's something that's part of a healthcare regimen. And I think that, there's been increasing awareness of the effects of the overall wellness that can be achieved through spa services, and it's becoming more and more out of the luxury and more into the healthcare field.
Why do you think that is? What's driving that?
Well, there's tons of research going on. There's a Touch Research Institute. There's articles. I recently saw one in the Washington Post. I think with Massage Envy in places that are more convenient and affordable, there's a lot of word of mouth as well. I've been going to get massages. It's really helped me. You should try it. I just think that, and I do think Massage Envy has been very much a leader in that sort of revolution. We call it the revolution of relaxation, but really bringing massage therapy out of that realm. And that's kind of been, as a company, our goal to do that. And part of it is making it convenient and affordable so that people can add it into what they're already doing for their health. And I do think that there's also just been more interest in healthful lifestyle. That's just been a trend that's becoming more and more. Everyone wants to be healthy and do things that are good for them. So this is sort of another way that people can add that into maybe some things that they're already doing.
So the spa experience is becoming more a part of a person's usual health regimen. Are there any other major trends you've seen or you see hitting the spa industry lately?
I think that it's becoming more accepted and something that people do more. I think that's also, you know, translated into it's becoming more of a gift that people give as well, as far as, you know, whether it's for the holidays or a birthday or, you know, whatever the occasion may be. I think people are saying, you know, you deserve this. You should, you know, go relax and treat yourself. Some of the other trends that we've seen as far as additional services that are offered. There's been a lot of hot and cold therapies that have become popular. We offer a service like that called Deep Heat, foot treatments, which is something that we are getting ready to announce at the end of the month. We'll be doing a sugar foot scrub. So those are a couple of trends as far as, you know, maybe different or additional services offered.
And what's your outlook on the industry for 2013?
I think continued growth for spas and more demand for the consumer. Like I said, I think that, you know, the awareness in health in general and how that translates to massage is just going to continue to grow. And I think that that's going to also, you know, turn into more of a demand for a career in massage therapy, we hope.
And social media, I have to ask about this because it's a big question that's on a lot of tenants' minds in recent years. And you know, when it comes to the massage and spa industry and massage envy in particular, how are you using social media to help boost your business and drive foot traffic to your location?
Well, we're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus, and we use it to share tips about health, whether they're, you know, necessarily massage related or not, just to kind of keep people engaged on our page. But we also share specials and promotions on that. So trying to keep people engaged with, you know, different tips about healthy lifestyles, something for them to read and peruse, and then and with that, they know to look for our specials and promotions on there. In addition to that, we are also active on Yelp, and I found Yelp to be a very, very helpful tool. Because it allows you to communicate with customers. You know, we do have a way that we do that internally as far as customer feedback, but a lot of people are liable to just get on Yelp and make comments. And we actually have, I think, the highest Yelp rating in our region. So we've gotten best of Yelp for the past 2 years, and we very much pay attention to that and, you know, are active with Yelp as a company as well as all of the customers that post on it. If there's anything that, you know, they have a problem with, then we definitely want to know about it and be able to fix it. So I've found that in particular to be very helpful. And I've even had, you know, both clients and prospective employees say to me, I came to your location because I read your Yelp review.
Without giving away any trade secrets out there, what do you think the number one thing is that all spas need to be doing in 2013 to be successful?
Well, I think, you know, with the focus on, you know, massage coming kind of out of the luxury and more towards the part of the health regimen, I think that convenience and affordability is the biggest thing. That's what's going to help create that repeat client who's coming in on a more regular basis, not just once a year, and continuing to offer new service options. So, you know, looking in line with things like aromatherapy and the deep heat and our new sugar foot scrub that we offer, but just continuing to sort of, you know, stay up on new things and what customers want. And then I always think that the biggest thing, you know, if you don't have this last thing, then all of the other stuff doesn't matter, but dedication to outstanding customer service. Your clients aren't going to come back and see you. You know, there's a million of options for them if you're not treating them well and they're not feeling really well taken care of. So that's always the most important thing to me.
Great. Well, thanks, Jen, for taking some time out with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was good talking to you.
You've just listened to an original Kimco podcast on blog.kimcorealty.com.